The Survivor Specialist, Phil and Alexa, are back. And today we are predicting episode number 4 of Survivor 50. I was going to do the Survivor Specialist, are back, and I'm joined by Alexa, but that would be so stupid because you're here.
It sounds so good.
Alexa's back to talk about Survivor 50 for the first time. She was pretty much a slave to us throughout the entire preseason when we made her just show up on a bunch of Wednesdays, and then she had a cold the day that we did hot take. But she's here now, and she is ready to give her first public takes about Survivor 50. We're going to be jumping in and we're going to be talking all about this cast. We're going to be going through our 10 questions. I want to give a quick shout out to Sam S, who currently has 14 points leading the way through 3 weeks. So congratulations to you, Sam S, if that is your real name, which I assume it is. It's not a crazy one. But Wentworth will not count with 13, and Billy G also with 13. So people are doing quite well in this game. I currently have 9 points. I'm in 38th out of 355. So good job signing up, everybody. And here we are. Alexa, your first time jumping in.
I'm so happy to be here. To me, Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa sounds perfect. Shameless plug, if you missed my interview with Tegwith, which was really, really fun, you would know that I've missed the podcast. I'm really happy to be back. And even though I was a slave in Q1 on Wednesdays, I'm happy to be back trying something a little bit different. And what do you normally say? Survivor Specialist Phil and whoever you're hosting.
I just normally say the Survivor Specialists are back, and today I'm joined. Because at this point, it's I'll say you. The Survivor Specialist Phil and Will, or Phil and Blake, or Tegwith gets that brand now. Even McKenna gets in there. A Cook wants to know if Alexa has any horrible injuries this time. Any knife dropping lately?
Oh, wait. I was just looking for the comments. No, I'm happy to report that my tendon is fully healed and I can do everything again. I was just cleared by my physical therapist 2 weeks ago. So it was a journey. It was a 2.5 month journey. Careful with those knives, people. And wear shoes when you're cooking is what I learned from this, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's Kyle has been posting a lot of his journey after his torn Achilles.
Oh my gosh,
Like a year. And I had Achilles tendonitis last year really bad. And it went on for like 5 months. And it was like a lot rehab and stuff. Achilles tears scare the living hell out of me, but yours is now a close second. I didn't know it was something I could do, but it's now a close second.
Well, I was talking to my physical therapist and she told me this after the fact. Phil and I are famously hypochondriacs. And she said in passing, she was like, I don't think you know how rare your surgery was. Like your surgeon may have like never done that before. I had the same thought. I was watching Kyle's and I was like unspoiled. I don't know if that was something spoiled. I watched Kyle fall and it didn't. And I was watching with my wife who like works in the field and neither of us were like thought it was a big deal. Like it didn't look like an Achilles tear until then he couldn't like wiggle his toes, which is not good.
Yeah. When he was like, I was trying to fake it. I don't know if you watched his post. Like, he said he was trying to fake it. And I will say if you're a doctor out there, the one thing that never makes anybody feel better is when you tell them that it's super rare. When I was going through my colon thing, when we were podcasting, they'd be like, normally this doesn't happen until you're like 60. I'm like, yeah, cool. Well, I'm 30. So screw you. Like I'm still getting it done, aren't I? Isn't this great? So
yeah. Like just lie to me. Just lie.
Yeah. Just like, don't tell me what a rarity it is. Is like that could mean it's even worse for you. It's like,
but the Kyle thing, I loved watching his recovery video because there's that clip of him on the subway in a suit with a cane. And I was like, man, if I got on the subway and saw him, I'd give him all my money. He could be my lawyer.
Yeah, I know. I was laughing about that. I was like, I imagine myself in New York City tearing my Achilles, having a cane in a suit, and a bunch of people be like, what's wrong with that guy? Like, why is he? I would like, and Kyle's just doing it. And it's like, yeah, okay, he can be my lawyer. He's pulling.
Yeah, like the wooden cane only is cool because he's doing it.
At least he knows if he gets old and like can't move, he's going to look cool when he's old and can't move. And it was funny the other day, he ran his first 5K, I guess, since tearing, and he ran at 7:35 pace. And I was like, hell yeah, dude.
Good hell for you. Wow. And he must be like mildly disappointed in that time too.
Right. I know. And that's what he's like, just easing back into. Good for you, Kyle. Anyway, Kyle's off the season, Alexa. We don't have time for Kyle. What he's are you thinking gone. So far?
I love it. I am such a Survivor 50 fan. I think the weird cast is working really nicely. I never would have guessed Coach and Ozzy to have this little feud because I haven't been thinking about South Pacific, but clearly they have.
Yeah.
More realistically, Ozzy knows how to poke in all the right places. I think we're getting the arguably like possibly the best Ozzy we've ever gotten. I was not happy about him joining. He's been fantastic. I'm curious to see how things are going to go with 20 people left, or what are we at, 21 still? Or
no, we're at 21. We're not even, we're at officially a season.
We're at officially a season. I don't really fault, like, the pace isn't like bothering me, but it is very noticeable, like, that certain people are not getting confessionals, and not just because they might not be relevant to the story, but there's just not enough space for them, because there's plenty of Aussie attention, there's plenty of Colby attention. Even Coach is not, like, getting a Coach amount of content. It's just, like, what you're getting from each of them is so quick. So I'm sure, like, later on that is going to impact the game a little bit. Overall, I'm a huge fan. My eyes couldn't have rolled out faster with the Billie Eilish thing, especially having read, like, what's been coming out and, like, how they ideated on the idol. I think I'll have some different feelings about the Zac Brown reward, though.
Yeah, we'll get into the Zac Brown reward, which is coming up. Jonathan Reed, the pace is fine for, like, an 18-episode season. Unfortunately, it's only 13. I feel like the pace has been fine so far, but what worries me is, when are we getting rid of all these people? If we have a
Mr. Are we going to do, like, a four-person vote out?
Yeah, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Your tribe's out. Bye. Okay, see you later. Like, I don't need, like, a Beast Game, Squid Game type exit at some point here. So we'll see what ends up happening. And Alexa, you come back for 3 seconds. And Ryan Chan says, Alexa, you should watch the new season of Watch the Mouse. It's really good as well. Don't worry, Alexa. You give a mouse a cookie, you know, they want the whole damn mansion. So here we are.
Well, what I've been doing in my downtime is, when I was talking to Tegwith, we were saying that some new era seasons might be better on a binge watch. I tried 47, didn't really feel that way, but 46, which I know everyone already enjoys as a season, but that season is just fantastic.
It is.
It's so good. And it also made me realize, I was always very pro Tiff getting picked, but I think a lot of people had her listed as someone who they weren't really sure of. She is a delight on that season. She has one-liners. She's hilarious. She's very involved. I feel like she gets overshadowed by Q in the second half, but I do not think that she is a questionable pick.
Well, it was all because of placement. I think that's really what did it for people more. And then
she has the lowest placement, right?
Yeah, she is. And then she comes on to this season, and you were saying she had one-liners there. Well, this season so far, she's had one line. So there you go.
I mean, there you go.
Yeah, you got it there. But yeah, I mean, I agree. Sometimes rewatching the binges, it can make them better. And I love 46. I'm currently in the middle of binging Worlds Apart for the Patreon. That season
good for is super you.
Underrated. I don't care what
anybody
says. I'm having they are such terrible people, and I'm having such a fun time with it. I really am. I just watched Jen's Idol play. Oh, my heart. I love Jen so much. I miss Jen. Honestly, Jen and Haley, when I picked them in the Alliance draft, everybody reacted so strongly. Jen and Haley, great pick in the Alliance draft, Phil. That is a tremendous pick for how little you remembered the season.
Maybe I'll try. I dropped my pen. Maybe I'll try Worlds Apart next. We'll see.
Yeah, there you go. Go into it. Oh my God, D Sigs is back. That is insane. Philly, do you remember me? I missed you and Willie, bro. I just came back because the 40's been dog feces, but I've been watching you like the old day. This is D Sigs comedy. I remember D Sigs comedy. D Sigs comedy is one of our biggest. One of our biggest commenters up there with Gamer Girl. We're just going to trip down memory lane. I had Kelly Wentworth on Sunday, and now I have Alexa today. Same birthday, by the way, if anybody wanted to know. Kelly Wentworth and Alexa have the same birthday.
Yeah.
Where's
Gamer Girl? Yeah. Oh my gosh, these
names. Gamer Girl will show up in the comments sometimes, not so much with the live chat, but wow. Anyway, we are getting derailed because now I keep going down memory lane. If you haven't listened to Alexa's podcast about... Wait, what is this? Phil going back to his NC? Yeah, I am. If you haven't listened to Alexa's podcast about the podcast, go check that out. It was an episode Alexa and Tegwith did together. If you're looking for more Alexa content, I know some people have been like, where is she? Start showing up in these podcasts. We want season 50 coverage from Alexa. If you want to hear her take and what her journey with the podcast and everything was and why she left and the feud that we had, there was a really like long 15-minute spiel about how I'm not a very good person and stuff. I don't know why she put that in there, but go check it out so you can hear it.
I put away at the end, so you guys have to listen to the whole thing to get to it.
Thank you. That's where all the ads are too. It's after all the ads, everybody.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it was really humbling for people to be like, who is this? And I'm like, me? You don't know who I am? So stay tuned.
Let's be real. Most of the comments were Alexa's the best. Thanks, Alexa.
Queen Alexa.
I know Alexa texted me. She's like, wow, I can't believe this many people are listening to this episode. I'm like, told you people
want to know. Part two someday.
One day, exactly. We'll have to see what part two looks like after we get through the new era. And
What's that going to be like? Anyways, let's talk about Survivor 50. I'm going to get my pack.
You mentioned Billie Eilish and the Billie Eilish idol, and Alexa's disappeared. Now she's coming back. You mentioned Billie Eilish and you mentioned Zach Brown. But before we get to Zach Brown, something I really focused on after last episode, which some people told me I need to get a life, which I thought was funny coming from a comment on my video. You're listening to me.
This is your job.
You, but I have to make my comments. I don't need to get a life. This is fun. And other people said, we agree with you and this is stupid. Alexa, I need to know where you stand because you're the queen of fun. Uh-oh. Jeff rapping. How's that going for you?
I left the room. I was running in a little bit late and I had been tipped off. Like someone told me that they saw a preview for it. And I was like, okay, I'll be fine. Like, it'll be okay. It was on. I'm not kidding. I had to leave the room and I didn't watch it until like 2 days ago when I rewatched the episode. I couldn't do it. Is that bad?
No, the queen has spoken. Listen to Alexa, everybody. I like that it was tipped off as if like somebody's going to break their neck this episode. Just want you to be prepared.
It was, I don't even like know how much I want to talk about this because this will send me into a whole other conversation of like, Survivor is a family show. It also, that doesn't mean it needs to be cringe, but of course it needs to be a little corny and that's why we all kind of like it. But like, that was horrible. And you could see, it was like Charlie, Genevieve. There were a few people who were like, if I was on 50, like they were making the face that I was making. Did people like it?
Some people did. Some people told me that we were making a mountain out of a molehill, different lines like that. I mean, the way I look at it is it was like just over the top cringe bad. And Alexa, I'm glad you had the same reaction that I did. It's like back in season two, when Scoopin' fell into the fire, if you were watching live, they actually put a warning at the beginning of that segment telling people to be prepared. I felt like we needed a warning at the beginning of this segment.
So that's like a trigger warning way before trigger warnings were a thing.
I know. And it was like, hey, we just want you to know something crazy is going to happen. Like for those who aren't, you know, because it was a mature moment. It was one of those big things, TVMA, which is
not. No, I needed it last week.
Yeah, I needed it last week because I would absolutely. I mean, I always talk about like I'll skip certain episodes of Survivor. Maybe if I ever go back through, there's moments that I really feel uncomfortable watching. I felt really uncomfortable watching that, like really, really, really bad. And obviously there's some really bad things that have happened on Survivor, so I don't want to make it too big of a deal. But it really was uncomfortable. And Rizgod says it wasn't that bad, Phil. Jeff cooked. But then again, like Rizzo, I don't think you have bars either. So I don't know if like who's your favorite rapper? Because if you like this, like somebody had commented, why not just bring up Barney the Dinosaur and have him do it?
Well, we're going to have to go back and see if Rizzo was snapping or rolling his eyes. We're going to have to see if he was on the camera.
Rizzo was feeling it. He was doing a disco move.
He was feeling it. Would you rather Jeff rapping or a Billie Eilish idol? Like, which would you delete if you...
I
think the idol's good.
I like the idol, but it's like we were kind of talking about the other day when we saw the quote from Jeff about what Billie's been doing. It's like we haven't actually gotten a Billie quote.
Like, no, she's tapped out
twice. If you need our help, like, are you there? What is happening? I don't know. I like the idol a lot. I think the name is weird. Zach Brown coming in now, the fact that he's going to be a reward, I think I'm okay with. Like, I didn't think I would be okay with it, but I think him being part of the reward is better than like him coming in and like hosting or whatever. It just seems like they're going to win a reward. Zach Brown's going to sing them country music. Maybe they're going to eat like a pretzel. I have no idea what people eat at country concerts. But
did you ever go to chili cook-off in school? Chili cook-off or rib roundup?
All I'm going to say is a chili cook-off with these people eating nothing would be an absolute disaster. Christian already shit his pants.
We can't have this again. No, that was what I went to it, but never like ate. It's like a country concert down in school. Imagine if Wendell was on 50 listening.
Yeah, Ryan Chan, man. If Wendell was on 50 listening.
I actually cannot imagine that. Mm-hmm. I agree. I like the boomerang idol. I think it's really cool. And by my understanding, Billie Eilish is a fan and like has a song up like where she references Survivor, but it is so abundantly clear to me that she did not want to be a part of this. I agree. The Zach Brown thing, it's the new era version of them getting the like local person to show you how to like do a fish and all that. So I don't love it, but I think out of all the options we're going to see, this will probably be the best one.
Well, exactly. And the thing is, like, back in the day, it was here, we can help you find the food. We can help you find the different plants and the fish, and we'll teach you how to do this. Now you have a season full of people like Rizzo who think Jeff is good at rapping. They need somebody to come out and explain what good music actually would sound like. So that's what the problem is. And that's why Zach Brown is now following up Jeff. My friend, actually, he sent me a Reddit post earlier today. Bills fan Scott, he sent me a Reddit post.
Oh, like, Scott.
Here's what happened with Jeff, or like, here's Jeff's reasoning for why he started rapping. And he was like, just try reading this for more than 5 minutes.
Oh my gosh. Send that over. Three
comments, and was like, oh yikes. It was in Survivor Ponderosa or something like that. But look, if Jeff's having fun, good for Jeff. I'm glad he's at a place of having fun and not wherever the hell he was during Samoa when they were doing challenges and stuff. And he wasn't even there. So good. The show's going to keep going on. Our podcast is going to keep being listened to. Except somebody had said I'm canceled earlier. Hopefully we don't stay canceled. We'll just keep
What on. Did you do?
I guess I liked Boston Rob's one tweet, Instagram message, which Then I saw everything and I was like,
I have no idea what this is in reference to. So
well, that's fine. Eliza's going to come for me one day too. So it happens. Happens to the best of us. Anyway, here we are. We are podcasting Survivor 50. We are having fun. We're not negative.
Oh, we're having fun.
So many people in the community. Who is not delivering for you this season? Who is delivering for you this season? Who are you enjoying more than you thought you would? I know you mentioned that Tip was somebody you were looking forward to. What's going on with you here?
I think Tip is not delivering for me, but I don't think it's her fault. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the Tiff. I mean, Chrissy is someone I was also super excited about. And I think like maybe my opinion will change in a month when maybe we get more Chrissy, but I liked the moment where like coach was like, hey, you need to adjust this about yourself. And she like, that was a really intense and I think like really good confessional, like her, like to me, that was like how you tell your story. Like the thing that was very traumatic that happened to you. We haven't seen her in a very long time and how she tied that into like getting the feedback that she did. I think in like a couple weeks when we see if that either changes or doesn't, hopefully we get more of her. I think like the people who are delivering are the people who are delivering. They're the people who are getting a lot of attention. I think it's also tough that there's a small group that has been to every single tribal. So we're obviously going to get a ton of them. Colby is big time delivering. I have never been a loud Colby fan, but he's fantastic. It's just great to see the like the grumpy people are like not grumpy. Like they're delivering big time. Like Colby, Ozzy, they're fantastic. Again, I think the problem is there's just no space. Like even like I know people don't go to Jonathan for his confessionals, but like I enjoy watching him. But like challenges, we kind of just fly through them, you know? So I feel like the people who aren't delivering, it's not necessarily their fault. And I think Aubrey will be interesting as well because I feel like we're seeing a lot of scenes from Ko Rong in what's happening. And it also feels like she was gifted her boomerang idol in a less like malicious manner than how Ozzy was gifted.
Yeah,
it's like, agreed. I feel like Christian will want to work with her versus Genevieve is going to try to get Ozzy.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. And I think Mr. Beast, when he shows up with his briefcase, is going to be Michelle Fitzgerald to come in and ruin Aubrey. That's what's going to be. Yeah. It's going to just be Michelle Fitzgerald. She learned how to become a contortionist and she's going to show up and that's going to be what ends up ruining the entire season. Or maybe
the only thing that makes Mr. Beast okay.
Were you a fan? Because we started podcasting together during 34. So you came in right during returning player season. And then we went through the new seasons. I know you were a big Chrissy fan. You and I butted heads over. Should it have been Ben? Should it have been Chrissy? I know during 36, we butted heads. Should it have been Wendell? Should it have been Dom? We both got a win there. We both got a runner up there.
Like, so true.
37-38. I kind of forget where you stand on it. And then since there's such big characters, I'm curious how you're feeling. Where were you again on Christian, Devins, Angelina, Mike White? And how are you feeling about the fact that three of them are really, really big characters and one of them is really not a big character at all this season?
Yeah, it's definitely disappointing that Angelina is not a big character. And it's like, is she in a different phase of life? Is Survivor not showing us? Because we're getting some, there's like a lot of behind the scenes content with her. Yeah. And we're just not getting it. I mean, Christian has been fantastic. Mike White, I like that he's like playing to be chaotic. And Rick Devens is someone I think I'll have to go back and watch. I don't think I was like rooting for him to win. And I think I found him a bit over the top, or the at least the way that the show is portraying him to be over the top. In this situation, I feel like he knows that he's coming in with a big target on his back and he's playing just crazy hard. And so I am appreciating that. So the Dave vs. Goliath 3 all getting onto the same tribe, though, like that's killer. Like, what are you going to do about that?
Well, yeah, and I'm coming into this week. I did the power rankings, and I put Steph at the bottom. I know, obviously, like, back in the day, you started watching Survivor right after Steph first played, but I know that, like, you've gone back. I made you watch all the older seasons. How are you feeling about Steph? Is she just doomed in your eyes, or do you think she can get out? Are you rooting for Steph to get out, or do you feel like Steph's just the same old Steph? Like, where are you at on her?
I don't want her to get out. I was really upset that Jenna Lewis was gone first. And it was completely of her own volition. But I was very disappointed to have lost her. Like, these are players that Steph is not someone I ever really thought about coming back and just assumed she never would. So I'm happy she's here. On this tribe, though, yeah, I mean, she's completely screwed. They need to win. And it's actually crazy to me that they are not winning, because Christian, all things considered, is very good at challenges. And I thought Angelina was good at puzzles. I don't know. Candidly, I haven't been paying that much attention. Ozzy is...
won a challenge yet.
Ozzy is like... And I love it. He even corrected Jeff. He was like, no, I actually lost more challenges. He's like, I lost the coach and Q challenge too. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, but they're not. And Mike White can have workout with Patrick Schwarzenegger all he wants, but he's not winning.
I know. Mike White got across that first balance beam, or the second episode, the balance beam, faster than I've ever seen anybody move. And I was like, is Mike White just like, he just took all his White Lotus money and said, I'm now going to train for Survivor. Like, my life depends on it. Like, it's like American Ninja Warrior. And yeah, he has, you know, he was winning challenges, but he was also on Jonathan Young's tribe. So, wow. Shocking. You were winning challenges on Jonathan Young's tribe.
So. Exactly. Yeah. So I think they're in trouble just because, I mean, now they're a small tribe. They don't get to rest anybody. And I don't know. There's not a lot of wiggle room.
Yeah.
And I know. Dave vs. Goliath 3 is not, like, who's going to break up there?
Well, I'm excited to see some other people go to tribal, because I do agree with
you. Yeah, we need that.
Through three episodes, the orange tribe went to tribal three times, and then three people from that tribe just went to tribal again. So we've actually only seen, what, 11 people, 12 people from the season go to tribal? Mm-hmm. 12 people, and we're three episodes in, about to go into episode 4. The cast started with 24. That's 50% of the cast. That's pretty crazy, especially when there's been a tribe swap. So I'm hoping another tribe loses. I thought that there'd be a double boot starting now. I don't know what the heck is going on, but now I'm kind of assuming there's not going to be a double boot, because if there is a double boot, how are they fitting in Zach Brown plus the double boot? So I don't know.
Is every episode, like, there aren't any 2-hour episodes scheduled?
There's one,
right?
Left. I think it's the April 1st.
There's April only one 1st. Total left.
Well, I think there's at least known, because I think that's why. So Ron Clark is throwing his big party April 1st, and Rob's sister Nino's going. And I do believe that is a longer episode. I thought we were getting 2-hour episodes the entire time, and then Padma Lakshmi was like, screw you guys, we're cooking shit. Unlike Jeff rapping, she is cooking. So
she's cooking big time. Well, she's getting in the way of 30 extra minutes of content.
Yeah, I know. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know how they're going to do it. At the end of the day, even if it's 13 episodes, you still only have 26 days. Like, what are we at? Episode, or like day 9?
Crazy.
Already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're not voting people out every day. No. Or at least doesn't seem like it. But I want someone else to go to tribal too, because I just think that's going to help diversify the, like, what alliances we're aware of, who's getting attention. It just, like, Christian is an amazing confessionalist, and he's gone to tribal council every single time. So, like, I'm not sick of him by any means, but I would be willing to give up a few confessionals to hear more from, like, even Colby, Genevieve, like,
what do you mean
Jonathan.
Even Colby?
No, because Colby, I feel like, has been getting a lot of content, but it also doesn't feel like much. Do you know what I mean? He's just very present. We're seeing a lot of
him. I just had to check on you. I just had to
check. Don't worry.
That's for that nurse from Texas who commented 4 times on my last video, just pretty much hating on me the entire time and saying with Colby, Phil and Colby just need to get an effing room. I'm so over it. And it's like, Colby's better than everybody. I don't care. But also, why are you hate watching a Survivor podcast? My God, just get on board or don't.
Well, I mean, we're all hate watching Survivor half the time.
I'm not. This is great. I'm loving this season.
This season, definitely.
You know what I really realized, Alexa? It was just, I was hate watching with you, but you're just so much more negative than Will. That's why I was hate watching. Now that I'm with Will again, it's just pure positivity coming from the specialist.
Talk to me at season 51. You'll be calling me back.
Talk to me the day after Colby eventually gets voted out of the season. We'll see how positive Phil is feeling on that. Yeah.
But it is fun to be like genuinely super duper excited about a season.
Yeah, I agree. So, all right, let's start doing some questions because this take a while. And I will be candid here. So March Madness and Oscars week is a brutal week for me generally with work. The nice part is those are normally separate. For some reason this year, they were like, let's do Selection Sunday and Oscar Sunday on the exact same day. And Phil, like whatever you thought you were going to do with your life ain't going to happen on Monday or Tuesday. So for the first time, I am doing these questions live. Normally, I never prepare for the power rankings, although Kelly Wentworth put me on the last episode and was like, well, where do you have that person? Like, rather than going in order, she would keep asking me, where do you have that person? And I'm like, well, Kelly, I don't know. I don't do that yet. So I had to kind of like make up numbers and go along with it. A little peek behind the curtain there. Kelly, sorry. but I'm going to actually, normally I prepare. I'm going to actually just kind of go off vibes here.
This is fun.
You know, so.
Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
We'll start off. Who will have zero confessionals this week? Now, for anybody keeping track at home, in episode number 2, Alexa, you'll love to hear this. 5 women got 0. No men got 0. I know you love to hear things like that.
It's exactly what I expected.
Yeah. You're always walking around being like, they need to give women less screen time. And then
that is crazy.
And then in episode number 3, everybody got at least one confessional. So I had this as a question last week. It ended up not coming true. I think with Zach Brown coming back and not having a tribe swap and Zach Brown coming back with the Zach Brown showing up for the first time and not having a tribe swap, I think that somebody's going to be overshadowed by the fact that Zach Brown's going to play about 3 or 4 songs and it's going to take up almost an entire segment just with that reward. So I think we're going to get a couple people without confessionals this week. Who's your bet?
I had Camilla as not getting a confessional this week. I feel like we haven't gotten much from her in general. And she's probably going to, she gives Jonathan all this credit. Between her and Jonathan, they're probably not going to lose a challenge. And I just think in the grand scheme of things that the tribe is likely not going to go to tribal council. And she is on a tribe with a lot of confessional hogs. And I say that with love in my heart saying the word hogs. But between Rizzo, Rick, Dee, who we haven't heard from, I feel like we need to give Dee more attention because she's now the only remaining winner and that hasn't been commented on. And Sari, I feel like Camilla is unfortunately going to get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, I picked Camilla last week. I picked Tiffany the week before. Tiffany I ended up hitting on. She was one of the people. And Camilla was also one of the people in episode 2 last week, since everybody got it. But Camilla only had one. And there were quite a few people with only one. And so far, Dee's edit has been just one after one after one after one.
Yeah.
And so I'm actually going to go with Dee in this one. So Dee currently has 3 confessionals, one in each episode to start off the season. I want to mix this up. I don't want to just keep going with the same person. I think that tribe wins pretty much no matter what. It felt like Charlie, Rizzo, Sari, that was the storyline that was being brought up. Dee and Jonathan briefly mentioned the possibility of Sari being somebody they would want to vote out of the game, but it happened very quickly. So I'm going to go with Dee here. Maybe they're trying to give the one winner the one winner remaining in the game as much screen time as possible. But I'm going to say, look, she's only had one in each of the first 3 episodes. She's one of the lowest confessional givers right now on this season, actually is tied for the second fewest with Camilla, who you mentioned. The only one with fewer is Tiffany, who's on a tribe that very easily could go to tribal council this week. So I'll go with Dee just to mix it up. But Camilla's probably the safer pick.
Yeah. Well, I agree with what you're doing. Like, you don't want to pick the same person every time. So yeah. I think Dee's a good choice, too. I feel like what we're getting from Dee isn't even that much. And the thing with Camilla, to me, it was like she lost her Kyle, which it sounds like she didn't even like want to be associated with him. But like her teary moment was interrupted by Coach. And she hasn't had the Tyson's wife getting voted out and like, I'm going to go win now. Like she got I really liked her being like, yeah, I'm excited about Jonathan being on my tribe. And she like literally won that challenge, but I just don't know what we're going to get from her.
I love it. All right. Question number 2, other than Joe, who will say Zach Brown? And the reason this is other than Joe is because in the preview, Joe says Zach Brown. So that is why I am making this an other than Joe. So if Joe says it and a bunch of people are arguing in the comments, I score this. I'm the rule maker for this. I let the power go to my head. So if you put Joe for this, you will not get the points, even if Joe's the only one who says it. So other than Joe, who's going to say Zach Brown?
Phil, someone needs to put a stop to you. I feel confident that Coach is going to say Zach Brown.
That's what
Brown.
I have. Look at
this, I mean, if this guy can love some bad Adam Sandler movie, and Zach Brown is like actually a very popular singer, it's going to be Coach. And whether or not his tribe wins it, I think Coach is going to say it.
Yeah, I feel like too, Joe says it and Joe is on Coach's tribe. So part of me is feeling like that tribe's going to win it. And if they don't win it, I think the two confessionals we will hear about being disappointed you don't get to hear from Zach Brown are Coach and Joe. I think that Coach is getting this. Also, Coach being a musician, Coach is currently touring with Ben Katzman. They just sold out Boston and are now going to a bigger venue. Like, good for them.
They're crazy.
So they're having a really, really, really good time. Coach is going to mention music. And Coach knows how to ham it up to get his screen time when there's stuff like this. I mean, him saying Jack and Jill was like the greatest movie he's ever seen. That's enough for me. Great message, family. Good job, Coach.
Do I need to rewatch South Pacific? I think I may be trending that way.
We just rewatched it about 5 or 6 months ago. It's not as bad as people.
Was that Rachel's first time?
Yeah, Rachel hasn't seen, she still hasn't seen 30 through 39. So we're making our way.
South Pacific?
She likes South Pacific and she actually liked Albert. So there you go.
I love that. Will she? I mean, whatever. I know we're getting off kilter.
It really benefits from the fact that Nicaragua and especially Redemption Island are as bad as you remember. So then you're like, wow, South Pacific's a breath of fresh air. And some people will be like, no, it's not. I'm like, nah, the cast isn't great, but just the Coach Ozzy Cochran of it all, that's enough to carry it through.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. I have these in a weird order. I don't know how to rearrange the order. So I'm going to go down here and I'm going to say, who will find the Billie Eilish boomerang?
I said, so if I did my math right, watching the tribe swap, I think it has to happen on the Coach Joe Aubrey beach. And I said that Tiff is going to find it because Tiff has a history of finding idols. She is also the only person who is in an alliance with Aubrey. And Aubrey is probably going to tell her about what's going on. And then Tiff will know what to do.
I like
or Tiff will be at an advantage.
Yeah, I like that take. I do. I think that that's a good take. And then Tiff will be able to tell Aubrey, hey, here's what's actually up with your idol. If you get voted out, here's who it goes to. I know a lot of people in the comments are like, Phil, you got to remember that the idol can't be given to anybody else. Like the Billie Eilish boomerang idol can only be played by the person who has it. I will remember
that. I appreciate you saying it by its God-given name too.
Yeah, well, you got it. You got to call it by its full name. I mean, that's like R-I-Z-G-O-D, Riz God Baby. Man, you have to say it by its full name. And so when I look at this one, it has to be from that tribe. So I do like that pick. I'm having a hard time because like Colby barely played with idols. Tom found the idol. Colby was just smiling. Joe, yeah. I don't really see as the idol person. I could see Genevieve finding it again, which the internet would explode if that happened.
Oh my God, the mother quake that would happen.
Then Tiffany would be a good one. I'm actually going to go with Chrissy. As
I like that. Weird as
that one might be, I don't have like a real scientific reason for this. But I just feel like Chrissy's edit so far has been kind of strange. And maybe her edit has been about like, I need to find a friend. And episode two, everybody dislikes her. Episode three, Coach wants to be her friend and she's starting to find her way in. What if episode four ends up being Chrissy finding an idol that she can give to somebody else and bond with people who are on her tribe and try to find a relationship with somebody off of her tribe? So I'm going to go with Chrissy, even though that's probably the worst reasoning I've given for any of these answers ever.
No, I like that because I think she also, she knows she's in a bit of a hot seat too. So she's going to look a little harder. We'll see. I like that pick. I agree with that. Maybe she tells Genevieve she's hunting for idols and Genevieve can give her a little, or Genevieve will probably vote her out because she says that.
That is true.
We'll see.
Although Coach or Genevieve's doing the Dragon Slayer dance or something in this episode. So.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. All right. And then into the next question, because some people were trying to claim that Ozzy found the Billie Eilish boomerang idol the first time. It's like, no, Genevieve found it. And then Blake was like, no, he found it in the bag. No, he was given it and
Blake.
It was in his bag. Yeah, that would be like, oh, I found my camera. I found it. It's like, no, it's right there. It's already there. You didn't find your camera. It's right there. So I've decided that we will do who will be gifted the Billie Eilish boomerang idol. Who will, the person who finds it, which you're thinking Aubrey, I'm thinking Chrissy. Who,
or Tiff.
Or Tiff, sorry, I don't know. Yeah. Nobody's thinking Aubrey. I'm thinking Chrissy, you're thinking Tiff. Aubrey's just on the brain because she has the Billie Eilish boomerang idol. Who will be gifted the Billie Eilish boomerang idol? By the way, I get a dollar every time I say it, just so you
know. I was about to say, this podcast is going to be twice as long just because you're saying it.
Saying what?
I don't know. I said... I think that Sari is going to be gifted the boomerang idol. Candidly, I did not directly think of like a Tiff to Sari relationship, although I can see one there. I think that Tiff, with or without influence from Aubrey, will have, well, actually, if you can use either approach, the Genevieve or the Christian approach. If she uses the Christian approach, Sari is a great person to be aligned with, and Sari is likely not going to find an idol on her own. So this would build a relationship there, which I think Sari would appreciate. Or Sari is also a great person to vote out at any time. So I think Sari is a perfect person to be gifted this.
Yeah, I think the Sari one there is a pretty safe bet. I'm trying to think, like, if Chrissy really did find it, who would Chrissy give it to?
I was about to ask you that. Yeah.
So maybe Chrissy was the stupidest pick I could have made for this, but I think she would probably go and tell Coach.
And then she and Angelina are pals. They said that in the...
Yeah, I mean, they were pals from preseason, so maybe Angelina could be the recipient. But I'm going to say that she would go and she would talk to some of these people that she's trying to align with. And I think, especially if they find it after they see the new tribes, I think Steph would get it.
Mm. Okay.
That might be how Steph ultimately gets saved if she talks to Colby. I still think Stephanie is the person going home this week, but that's just I think that could be an interesting reason of this person's actually in danger. Let's try to save them. And then they'll be forever indebted to us. granted, if they find the idol beforehand, before they find out who's left on that tribe, I don't think they would give it to Steph, but maybe Chrissy wants to give it to Steph because, like, sure, they're both like older school mentality type players. Like, sure, let's do it. Who knows?
Well, I was about to say, I was like, Chrissy's from not that old of a season, but I associate her with like that, the first half, quote unquote. So, yeah, I think that's a good pick, especially it was like Chrissy, Colby, and Coach. And I don't think any of them have like, I mean, obviously Ozzy would not get it if Coach was involved. So I think Steph's a good pick.
Yeah, I mean, just to put this in perspective of not that old of a season, though, 15 seasons ago, Chrissy played 15 seasons before Game Changers, which was the last like all full returning that wasn't Winners at War. 15 seasons before that was Samoa. 15 seasons, a long time.
That is a long time.
A long time. Like,
what'd she say? She hasn't played in like 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a long time.
I know. We're officially at the point where Philippines is the midpoint of Survivor. I know.
Oh my gosh. I still associate heroes versus villains.
Always.
The halfway point.
That's the halfway point, no matter what. We're going to be on season 95 being like, yeah, heroes versus villains was 10 years ago. Yeah. I'd messaged Mike Bloom on X. He had put out an article and I read the article and I was like, no, that's wrong. And I went to message him and say, hey, your math is wrong. And it turned out that, no, that's just how long ago it was. He mentioned that heroes versus villains was 16 years ago. And I went to message him and be like, no, that's not right. And then instead I just messaged him and was like, this just blew my mind that Heroes versus Villains was actually 16 years ago.
Dude, so, that's crazy.
We're old.
All right. Who's up?
Who will say the episode title? This episode is called Knife to the Heart or Knife in the Heart or something like that.
I was between two people here, but I'm going to say Charlie. This is strictly because of the conversation between him and Rizzo, because Charlie could either be accepting a knife to the heart or delivering a knife to somebody else's heart. I think either would be relevant, at least based on that conversation. The other person I had was Aubrey, but I don't really know who would do that to her or who. I guess she would do that to Genevieve.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with Charlie.
I like Charlie as a pick. I mean, everything was about, you know, Maria didn't vote for me. It was a knife to the heart. Now I got Rizzo. Okay.
Kind of put a knife in his heart.
Riz God couldn't get under Cerie's skin. Just rolling her eyes saying Riz God. That was
That confessional from Cerie was just unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Like bring her. Like I was like, we don't need to bring her back. But I watched that and I was like, yep, she's no notes.
Cerie always delivers. It's what's going to happen with Coach and Genevieve when all of this is done. They're just going to end up becoming staples.
Exactly.
And that's Cerie. I'm going to go with Emily Flippin.
Emily Flippin, her full name?
Her full name. Emily Flippin. Flippin. Because she is playing an aggressive game and saying crazy stuff. And this just feels like something she would say. Mm-hmm. If it were to be like, you know, XYZ wants to do this. Christian wants to go with David versus Goliath instead of going with my side. It's a knife to the heart. I thought we were playing together. I don't know. She was a confessional machine last week. And it was always chaos. So I'm going to go with Emily Flippin.
I like that. That's a very good choice.
Thank you. Thank you. It would have been better if she had the Billie Eilish boomerang idol. I just wanted an
extra dollar.
Yeah, that's the only reason I did that. All right, next one, Alexa's favorite. Who will cry must see a physical tear? When Alexa used to be the one in charge of scoring the prop bet game, she was like, I'm just going to give a point here.
Amount of the arguments I've had on this podcast about if a tear was actually shed or not.
In the episode where I already asked this one and I said who was crying, I still don't even know if tears were shed, but I'm just going based off, Judge. We all know what crying looks like.
I think I'm going to go with Rizzo, but he's already cried, and I don't know if he's going to cry again.
Wait, Alexa. Of course Rizzo has already cried. That's what he does. That's been his Survivor story.
I know, but in my head, I'm like, is he going to cry twice?
Yes, he's probably going to cry every minute of every day. That's what he's known. It's like when you make fun of Adam for crying, crybaby Adam.
Yeah.
That's going to be Rizzo. That's
Rizzo's okay, you're giving me confidence. I was doubting myself. I was going to put someone else, but I like them where I have them instead.
Okay. Going with Rizzo. Okay. For this one, who will cry? Maybe we're not going to get a tear this episode, but they have been kind of packing the emotion in a pretty big way so far this season. I'm going to go with Angelina for this. And I know that might
be, she's been crying.
Has she been crying on this season?
She's been wanting to.
Yeah, and I feel like there's potential for Angelina, if that tribe were to lose again, to be upset, thinking about her family, whatever, however things are shaking. I have no idea. Maybe I'm just really grasping at straws, but I could see Angelina being a more emotional version of herself this season. Chrissy cried last week. Rizzo has cried. Christian, I think, has cried. Genevieve cried. St. Clippo is saying Aubrey's the pick for this one, but Aubrey said, I'm not going to cry last week. So I don't know about that. I'm going to go with Angelina. I don't know if we've ever seen Angelina cry. I know she's super confident in herself. I don't think crying is a sign of lack of confidence, but I just think that Angelina, different stage in her life. So that's what I'm going to go with.
Yeah. I think Angelina is a really good pick. I feel like she has cried, or she's had the lump in her throat in some confessionals. So it's coming.
Which lump in the throat doesn't count. Okay. That was an argument.
I'm aware.
Yeah. All right. Who will have their mouth blurred? So what's funny is in the preview for the episode, somebody curses at Steph and you hear the bleep, but you don't see the person blurred mouth. And I bet you they don't show the person's blurred mouth in the episode. So who are you saying has a blurred mouth? Because that person probably isn't going to have it shown.
I think Stephanie is going to have her mouth blurred. I think Stephanie is on the bottom, so she's upset, and she's very she's very competitive in challenges, and that leads to a lot of mouth blurs. So even though she's receiving it, she'll probably give a mouth blur as well.
Yeah, I feel like Steph's a pretty good one for that. I'm going with Joe. I feel like Joe's had some mouth blurs this season.
Goodness, I know. Yeah.
Even though he's in Tyler Perry shows now, it's shocking that Joe would go out there and curse. How dare he? But I'm going to go with Joe because I think with him having the Zach Brown confessional, I could see him potentially being like, holy shit, it's Zach Brown when they say it on the mat and we get a curse there. Also, if Joe has to do any strategizing, he's probably going to curse because he's going to get frustrated by somebody. So I'll go with Joe for this one.
I like it. Good choice.
There's been a lot of blurred mouths on this season, though. Like, if we were doing the regular prop bet game that we did before the season, everybody would just be cleaning up right now.
People have potty mouths these days.
It's actually a lot of the old school people. That's the crazy.
I know, thing. Yeah.
Maybe that's just because better people. Anyway, okay, we're moving on. Who will be the first person Jeff asks a question at Tribal Council? So, Alexa, you are revealing your hand of who you think's going to Tribal Council. Who do you think the first person getting asked a question at Tribal is?
I think it's Mike White. I think realistically, that tribe is going back to Tribal Council. And Mike White has, like, you know, I don't like to put too much stock in the previews, but you see him, like, doing whatever, like, trying to take over with Christian. And he's Mike White. He's obviously getting a lot of attention already. So I think he will get the first question.
I am going with Christian. I also think it's that tribe.
So that's a good choice too. Yeah. Tribe.
Christian's going. I think Christian's in the deciding factor. I think it'll be one of the three David versus Goliath people, though.
Yeah, I agree. Because they're like, they have a relationship. Like the Ozzy and Emily and Steph, even amongst the three of them, don't really have much of a relationship.
Yeah. John Millsap coming in here. I'm behind, but I'll give a nice tip here. In the original Survivor 50 promo from the 49 finale, Rizzo had a confessional saying Zach Brown. Thanks for telling us now. I'm not changing my answer. But if anybody
wants that info,
you made it 46 minutes into this podcast. Like the podcast because you just got a free one. As long as John's not lying to you, or maybe it comes up in a later episode. It's got to be this week, everybody.
Yeah.
But that's good.
Doesn't count.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. Who will have the most confessionals this week?
I'm not going to change. Actually, I'll tell you my answer, and then I would like to know who has gotten the most confessionals. I'm going to say Rick Devins.
So Rick Devins actually has not had the most confessionals in any episode. He was close in episode 2. He had 6. The leader was Christian. Christian was the only one more than him. Last week, he had 3. Emily had 9. That was the leader. Christian was 2nd with 6. Q was actually 3rd with 5. Episode 1, Ozzy had 19. Q had 9.
Dude.
Savannah had 9. Devin's
had Savannah 5. Had 9. Wow. That.
Yeah. So it was Ozzy with 19, Christian with 10. And then last week was Emily with 9. So Ozzy, Christian, Emily so far have been the people.
Got it. I really have no reason other than the camera loves Rick to pick him. I didn't want to pick Christian because I do feel like at some point they are going to have to drop off the amount of Christian.
It's got to happen eventually, right? Like, you're not going to make a returning player season of like 24 players and just have it be the Christian show the entire time.
Yeah, totally. So I guess Emily would be a good pick too, but if she got it last week, that's a lot of attention on her.
I'm going with Mike from that tribe.
Okay.
because Mike is a good narrator and Mike's in like the power position right now, based on where he is, if they lose, then it's going to be the conversation probably around Christian trying to decide whether or not he should go with Mike and Angelina, which I think he will choose to do. I think Emily will go with him, or if it'll be, do I go with Stephanie, Emily, Ozzy potentially? I don't know. But I think Mike White is going to get a lot of confessionals. Mike White pulls off a successful move. Mike White has already pretty much been a bigger star on this season than he was in his first season. I think he's just so prepped. And I think the editors do know that we've gotten a lot of Christian so far. I'm certainly not tired of Christian, but it feels like even last week it was, okay, let's give more to Emily then. Well, who was third on that tribe? It was Mike White. Mike White had four, which was tied for the fourth most on the episode last time. So first episode, Mike White got seven, which was tied for the fourth most or fifth most or something like that. So I'm feeling good about Mike. I'd been going coach for this one. But I just think he's on a winning tribe right now. If they do lose, maybe it's coach, but Mike White it is.
Mike's a nice balance of like, he's going to get attention anyway, and he's also probably going to go to tribal council.
Yeah. And that's the hardest part. You got to find somebody who's actually going to go to tribal. I mean, right now there's 10 questions. We've done 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of my answers are from that tribe that I think is going to tribal. And guess what? The next one's going to be too. Because the next one is, who will cast the deciding vote this week?
Emily, say it on 3.
Yeah, it has to be, right?
Yeah, I think it has to be. That also would require, well, I guess it's 6-6. It's 3-3. So deciding vote, I feel like in general, is going to be a little, oh no, what did you say? It's like the vote that gets shown.
It's the one that gets shown when Jeff says like blank person voted out a survivor. And then Aaron.
I think it's got to be Emily. I feel like it's almost too obvious, but I just like, why would anyone of the three David versus Goliath breakup?
Yeah. And if
it's going to have to be a tie,
Goliath, then the question is going to be, is Emily going to flip or not? Now, in my one theory of Stephanie potentially getting the Billie Eilish boomerang idol, then it would make sense for Stephanie to have the deciding vote, because maybe she plays the Billie Eilish boomerang idol. But I feel like I feel like this episode will probably have a lot of fake drama. If this tribe does go, I mean, I'm putting a lot of eggs in one basket here. There are other, I mean, the tribe with Colby, Joe, and Coach could easily lose. I just don't see the one with Jonathan losing. But if this episode we were to get, I feel like we're going to get a lot of fake drama and a lot of fake drama around, will the David versus Goliath split up? And I think it's all going to be a lot of nothing. And I think that that's what the conversation is going to revolve around. I think that's why Emily is ultimately going to be the person who makes the deciding vote, when in reality it's a 5-1 pile on and Steph goes home.
Yeah, I agree. I hope not. But I don't really see, I don't think Stephanie has a relationship with any of them. I don't think Ozzy has much agency. And I think Emily's going to flip around.
There you go. Flipping. I feel like too, when you sit here and you kind of watch how this season has, you know, shook out so far, like Emily, Christian, they're really giving a lot of content to the like quippier, nerdier people.
Yeah.
And Ozzy had a lot in episode 1, but that's because Ozzy did a lot. And so I feel like it's going to be like Emily and Christian. There's just not going to really be any drama around it. Now, what I don't think it's a double boot. We haven't heard anything about a double boot. Maybe it is, and maybe they're hiding it. But again, I think with Zach Brown being there, it's not going to be. Who do you think, if the Aubrey, Chrissy, Coach, Colby, Genevieve, Joe, Tiffany tribe went to tribal, who do you think would go home?
I actually think Genevieve could go home. I think we got like Genevieve doing the, I'm going to be everyone's number one, which like is, I'm actually kind of surprised that she did that, because I feel like she's, it was sloppy. I think she's better than that. Or I think Aubrey could go home.
Even with the idol in her pocket?
I don't know. Maybe. I think so. What do you think? I am
so out on her ever going home with that idol in her pocket. Like when I had Kelly on this week, I was saying to Kelly, I think no matter what happens, Aubrey walks into that tribal council, if she heard her name come up, she's playing it, because she's been sick to her stomach for 12 seasons.
That's true. She is very like aware of herself in that sense.
She was devastated after what happened in her season.
Yeah.
Totally. So I feel like it wouldn't be Aubrey. Genevieve is who I have the lowest there. I actually had Tiff as the second lowest. And my reason for that is if everybody does team up against Aubrey and Tiff, they could do a split vote. Aubrey plays her idol. Tiffany goes.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking too. That's true.
Yeah. Sophie Bellardi is here live if you want to say hi. There she is.
Hi, how's it going?
There you go. She's not going to answer, by the way.
I know that, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know.
Maybe she'll drop a comment.
Maybe she'll drop like a good HBU.
How about you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like we're AIM chatting. I know, we just dated ourselves big time. Yeah.
Especially since we both went to the same spot there. I'll never forget being in college. My freshman year roommate still had AIM, and I was like, dude, why do you still have that? And now we just mentioned it 16 years later. So here we are.
On March 17th, 2026. Pretty crazy.
St. Patrick's Day. AIM.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
So before I let you go, I mean, we're under an hour here, Alexa. You got to at least make it 60.
Oh, my
minutes.
Gosh.
Give the people what they want. What is your predictions for what's going to happen moving forward? Because we're going to try to get you on again, obviously, in the future.
I'd love to come on,
do some stuff. But what are, in case we don't hear from you for a little bit, what are you thinking?
I feel like, and I hope, we're going to have another tribe swap, and I presume a later merge than what we're used to getting, I would have to imagine. I can't even remember if I voted on this. I am cautiously optimistic that they would change up the merge situation and just give them a regular merge, because I want that. Were and we hopefully able they're to trying. Vote on that? I don't think it even came up.
No, I don't
but
think
maybe
so.
It's something they're just trying to change in general. I can't wait for the post game interviews where they're like, oh, the fans voted on all these things. And we're like, not those.
Not the important that's stuff.
Not what we voted on. I can't decide if I actually believe this or not, but I have a gut feeling that maybe we won't get a Final Four fire making challenge, and maybe we'll get something else. I don't know if we would get a clean vote because we don't believe in those, but maybe they'll do something different.
We're going to get Chrissy Hofbeck sitting at Final Four, not getting
trauma.
Final Four fire making and going home 3-1
that
vote
would be
because she didn't get to make fire.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That would, and I love her, and that would be full amazing.
Full circle.
They actually bring Ben back to give her an extra vote against her.
Yeah.
So
who, I was talking about this. I forget who it was. I've done so many podcasts with guests at this point now that it's all starting to blur in terms of who we're talking about, but who would, at this point, would there be anybody who would win, or, you know, based on what you've seen so far, anybody that if they went really far that you'd be a little disappointed in that result? And is there anybody that you find yourself rooting for harder than you thought, maybe?
I think it'd be – that's a really good question. I think I would like to see Dee come out of her shell a bit more and, like, have the ability to play really hard. I think the problem is – now that I'm saying this out loud – a lot of people have been disappointing, or I haven't like been able to think much about them because they just haven't had the chance. Like, maybe I actually do want an earlier merge. We can have a really big merge tribe and people are just like trying something a little bit. Like, I want to see how intimidated by D everybody is, but nobody's even thinking or talking about that because there's no reason to. So I think I'd like to see more from D. I want to see more from Tiff. And I would really like to see, I think this would be good, like, narratively, but also because I'm a fan, I would like to see, like, Chrissy make a big change, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I think she needs to change, but clearly in people's perceptions of her, she needs to change.
Yeah.
So, and I think that would show the growth from her first season where that did not happen.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it feels like we already got more of an arc from episode 2 to 3 than we got for her, maybe, from, like, at least, like, the people are seeing me the wrong way. To me,
yeah,
like getting them to like me more. Because obviously her whole arc should have been her, Katrina. Katrina goes, Chrissy goes on to go all the way to the end. But yeah, I could see that being it. I want more coach.
That's yeah, we're not getting a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I need coach to go to tribal right now. I need more people to go to tribal again. Because
we're stuck,
Yeah, I don't want coach and Colby going to merge. Like, I want them both at the merge, but I don't want them going to merge without going to tribal, because that means like then they're gonna not get much content. And then what if they go really early merge? It's like, well, now coach and Colby are both gone. Like, what if it's like, oh, we merge at 12, like you're saying, maybe it's a later merge. Yeah, it's great that they're gonna make the jury, but we're not gonna watch the Ponderosa because they don't do Ponderosa anymore. So
I don't care about jury reactions. Like, I actually don't want to see jury reactions, really.
Yeah. Yeah, so
I know. Who do you think's gonna win? I find it so hard. I have no idea who's gonna win.
I'm having a really fun time. I did this on a Patreon podcast.
I like it.
I'm having a really fun time because I've never seen them edit a 24 person season. So I mm-hmm. don't know what to expect from a 24 person season. So I feel like I'm in the dark more than I've ever been watching a season of Survivor. And I love that feeling. I'm having a really good time with it right now. I keep highlighting Jonathan because they're giving Jonathan screen time. And I think that's crazy. Like three in the first episode, three in the second episode, one in the third. I think that that's weird. I think he's
very popular though.
Yeah, he is. But so are a lot of people. And I mean, to give Jonathan confessionals when he's not going to tribal, he's easily edited out of the show. I mean, they pretty much did it in the second half of 42. He's barely there. So I just am curious about him. I mean, I want to say it's Christian because he's had so much content. He's been so much fun. And there's been,
I agree.
But he's also,
it feels so obvious.
So it's like, is that why we're getting a lot of him or is it really him?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think Emily's going to win, but like, I agree. I think Christian, but it's because I've seen so much of him and it's been very positive. It's been funny, strategic, like all mm-hmm. of the, like checking all the boxes, very personal. The story with his son. I think if he gets there, the whole like keeping his son a secret thing would be like a knockout.
Yeah. That'd be amazing. I'm trying to think who else. I think those are the ones that might, I think Devin's was my preseason winner pick. I still think Devin's could win.
Wow. But
at the same time, Devin's a little sloppy
and I he's feel like, very sloppy. Yeah. Yeah. The whole thing with that whole thing with Joe, I watched it and like, I was like, Joe, take a beat. But also I was like, Rick, just like give him what he wants.
Yeah.
Like he's just like dug himself way too deep. And I get what he's saying. Like at Survivor, you lie, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to lie about everything.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. I mean, the two of them, Devin's was just as much in the wrong as Joe, which, as much as it pains me to say.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Devin's gets a little too sloppy. It's wide open. I mean, we're at 20 people now. So now I feel like, okay, I know how to watch a 20-person season and figure out who the winner's going to be. But I feel like with 24, that's a tough start. And right now, I'm still trying to wrap my mind around the fact of who's on the season, who's on the tribes. I'm normally so good with that stuff, but with the swaps and everything. I feel like I'm having a harder time tracking it than usual. So,
someone didn't vote for swaps.
I voted for swaps.
Absolutely. I voted for swaps big time. Yeah. I love the Charlie is so funny. I don't know why people are saying that he's like, again, me hanging out on Reddit. People were like not excited about him. I just rewatched 46 and he's fantastic. But when he was like, man, swaps. And then they asked if he voted and he was like, yeah, of course I did.
Of course, because he's a fan and he wants the chaos. I know everybody out there probably voted for swaps. And if you didn't vote for swaps, you better have known swaps was going to win, just like the live finale was going to win. So
exactly. Yeah. I am surprised the no rice one though. I know I'm talking about something almost a month ago, but
yeah.
What's up with that?
I know I voted for rice and I voted for giving the supplies. I almost feel like that might've been like, hey, give them no supplies and give them no rice so that we can do that fun exile thing on day one. Okay.
Yeah, I guess we got a good storyline out of it, but give the people what they voted for.
Yeah, seriously. Or they had a vote for the worst thing, like with American Idol back in the day, and everybody's like, give them a rise. anyway,
yeah.
Anything else you want to end with here before I let you go?
I am so happy to be here. I thought I like this prop bet game. I like, so do you change the questions week over week, or do you change some of the questions week over week?
I change some of them. Pretty much some of them are the same. Like I've been doing who will get most confessionals each week. I've been doing episode title, the last couple now, who's going to get the first question at tribal council. Kind of depends on like what the description for the episode is. I wasn't going to do who's going to sit out this week because in the preview, they show the 16 people who are competing or whatever, the 18 people who are competing. So we know who the two people sitting out are. So I try to change it up a little bit, but last week as I was live with Joe Dorowski, he's like, oh, by the way, like right before this, I saw Christian say the episode title and I was like, damn.
Yeah.
It just kind of depends on how much you're watching the stuff that pops up. I mean, I was watching CBS all weekend because of Michigan playing Purdue in the Big Ten mm-hmm. championship and then Selection Sunday. I didn't see a new preview except for Zach Brown just standing there next to Jeff. So I don't feel like any of the stuff I've done this week is spoiled, but who knows?
No, and I don't feel like there's much that came out. I saw like a 30-second bit, but it never shows anything. Like it was just nothing. But all things considered, I am loving the season. To be honest, the past hour has made me realize how unevenly edited it is. Like I was already feeling that, but I really am realizing that like I can't even pick a winner right now, which I guess is a good thing. So we need some more people to go to tribal council. We need to get some more opinions out there. But I think this is the best season in a very, very long time. And I hope that I hope that production sees this as a way to cast people. And obviously, like, if you try to cast a coach in 51, like, it's not going to work that way. But, like, I hope they know to, like, take bets on different types of personalities.
Please keep giving different kinds of personalities. Like, that's what it all comes down to. And that's what this season is really highlighting. It does.
Yeah. And no one here is being a jerk. Like, no one is being mean. And a lot of these people have been jerks in their seasons. Mm-hmm. But, like, like 50 definitely has a backdrop of, like, positivity, but it's in a really good way, not in a forced way.
Exactly. And I think, you know, for me, a lot of it is, I've always been this way of, like, I will watch you as one thing on TV, and then I will see you as one other thing in real life. If I don't like you in real life, I can still like you on TV. Like, if I don't like you on TV, I can still like you in real life. That's how I am. I know that that's not how all people are, but that's how I've always been, whether it's movies, TV, whatever it comes down to. Like, I can separate the two things. And I think that, you know, now in a very divided place, people don't really do that all the time. But I do think that this season is showing that, like, you can have your grumpier, older school people. You can have your more villainous type players. You can have your more social, or, you know, honor, integrity, whatever. This feels like all walks of life in a way that recent seasons just have certainly not felt.
Yeah, I completely agree. So we'll see. But we'll see. Thanks for having me. Would love to come back.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, everybody, thank you for listening. Like the video, subscribe to the channel. If you haven't checked out the prop bet game, make sure you go over there and do that. We are doing Sam Wandel, sir. We got two episodes left over on the Patreon. So if you want to become a patron, patreon.com/specialist. We got two more episodes of Sam Wandel, sir. And then we get into Worlds Apart, which I'm excited to talk about. And then we're into, like, a golden era, Second Chance and Ko Wrong and Millennials versus Gen X. So that'll be fun. A bunch of other stuff going on over there as well. And, that's it. Wednesday night, tomorrow night, Will and I will be back. Thursday night, we may or may not have Jake Latimer from last season. The hope is that we will. It all comes down to whether or not he gets called into work. So fingers crossed that he doesn't. If he doesn't, Jake will be on the podcast with us Thursday night at 7:30 with me and Blake. So that's what we have coming up this week. Hope you all enjoyed the episode, and we'll see you next time.
See you soon.
Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Kachava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to kachava.com and use code FITNESS. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's KACHAVA.com, code FITNESS.